Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Inshallah, today, sisters, we will have a class called Let Us Welcome Ramadan. Inshallah, soon we will receive a great season and a very important guest, that is to say, the blessed month of Ramadan. Allah, the most merciful, extend our lives until it comes and guide us to seek nearest to Him with things that He likes and is pleased with. Actually, sisters, when you become very close to the month of Ramadan, you must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended your life until you reach Ramadan, because Ramadan is the month of the blessings of the whole year. And I will clarify to you, inshallah, now about this fact. There are many people whom they died in the time between last Ramadan and this Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't extend the life to reach the month of the mercy, the month of Ramadan. So whoever Allah extends her life to reach the month of Ramadan, she must be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the greatest blessings of the month of Ramadan. So we must all be thankful and say all praise to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes me alive and extends my life until I reach it, the Ramadan of 2004. Okay. Actually, now I will mention to you the Prophet's sermon on the month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had a sermon on the month of Ramadan, and I will mention it to you so that we will realize the importance of the month of Ramadan from the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad said, O people, the month of Allah, the High, has come with blessings, with mercy and forgiveness. To Allah, this month is the best month. The month of Ramadan is the best month for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its days are the best days, its nights are the best nights. And this month, we will be all invited to be the guests of Allah. Your soul sleep in its worship. More good deeds, you are occupied with doing the good deeds. Your prayers will be answered. So ask your Lord with trustful intention and pure heart that He would grant you success in fasting and reading the Quran in this month. Because actually the great loser is the one who forbids Allah's forgiveness in this great month. I will clarify to you more and more about how great is the month of Ramadan for the believer, so that inshallah we will prepare our spirits for that month before it comes. Then inshallah we can live it in the best way so that we will have all its blessings. Actually, during the month of Ramadan, we must try to have the best manners. For example, we must give the poor and the needy. We must respect the elder. We must have mercy on the younger. We must be nice and keep in touch with our relatives. We must protect our tongues. We must cast down from what is not halal for your sights, and actually for your what is halal for you, for your ears to hear. What is the meaning of this? Be away from everything which is forbidden by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be compassionate and caring for the orphan and other people, so that your orphans would be taken care of and receive compassion. Actually, at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, every year I try to remind the Muslims with the orphans. Because actually, those orphans, actually the definition of the orphan is the one who loses his father, not his mother. You know, if the father is alive and the mother is dead, he is not an orphan in Islam. The orphan in Islam is the one who loses his father while he is below puberty. Okay, because the father is the one who is giving the financial support, and the father, you know, is the leader of the family and the one who take care and protect the family. So the one who loses the father is the orphan. And so sisters, we Muslims, actually we must always remember the orphans in the month of Ramadan. And actually during the classes of charity, I am always reminding every Muslim who has to give that charity, to give it to the orphans. Okay, because actually those are the ones whom they are in great need of financial support. I will inshallah clarify this in details during the classes of charity. Also, you must repent from your sins. You must raise your hands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua during the hours of prayers, because these are the hours when Allah accepts our dua. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to say, O people, your souls are hostage by your good deeds. So let yourself free by asking Allah forgiveness. Your backs are heavy with loads, so make it light by prolonging your prostration during prayers. And know that Allah the Almighty has vowed at His dignity that He would not punish those who pray and those who make sujood during Ramadan. And He would not worry them with fire on the Day of Judgment. O people, whoever feeds fasting believers during this month, to Allah it is as if He has freed a slave. And his past sins are forgiven. Then he continued, whoever does one religious obligatory deed during this month, it is equal to 700 good deeds in other months. I will clarify to you this now inshallah. O people, the doors of the heavens in this month is open, and the doors of the hell are closed, and the devils are in chains. To summarize this hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is considered as a glad tiding to every Muslim at the beginning of Ramadan, we must learn that the month of Ramadan is very precious regarding its hours, days and nights. Again and again, sisters, you know, whenever you have an important worldly occasion in your life, for example, the wedding of your daughter or the wedding of your son, okay, for example, you will prepare for that wedding in advance, 3 months in advance or 6 months in advance, okay? This is regarding the worldly occasions. But regarding the month of Ramadan, which is the most important month of the year, we always forget to prepare our spirits for that month. So it is very important when we realize how precious are the hours, the days and the nights of Ramadan, that we prepare our spirits for that month. Okay? So you will ask me why the days and nights of Ramadan are very precious. Because number one, Allah answers our supplications in the month of Ramadan. Number two, Allah multiply our good deeds and accept these good deeds. As I clarified to you, sisters, one good deed in the month of Ramadan equal to 700 good deeds in the rest of the year. Regarding the supplications, when you break your fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your supplication. Every fasting Muslim has an answered supplication at the time of the break of the fast. Okay? Also in the month of Ramadan, Allah forgive our sins. I will give you all the proofs now from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in the month of Ramadan, we must know that the gates of the heaven are opened and the gates of the hell are closed. And the devils are chained. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that there is a better opportunity to do the good deeds so long devils are chained and not trying to deviate us from the right ways. So, regarding my spirit during the month of Ramadan, what I am supposed to acquire so that I can get all these blessings. Number one, you must be patient in the month of Ramadan, because month of Ramadan is the month of patience. You know, it is called, its name is Ramadan, and the other name, it is the month of patience. Why? Because number one, you will be patient with the food and drink the whole day. Okay? Everyone during the month of Ramadan will be still having the desire to eat and drink. But because we are fasting for the sake of Allah, to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become patient with these desires, okay, and we control our desires through the patience. So number one, you must be patient during the month of Ramadan. Also during the month of Ramadan, you will be controlling your manners. This is very important. Anger, backbiting, arguing, bride, all of this is forbidden during the month of Ramadan. So you must control your manners during the month of Ramadan. And actually, you must know that fasting in Ramadan is not only fasting from food and drink. Fasting in Ramadan is fasting from whatever Allah doesn't like. And having bad manners in Ramadan means that Allah will not accept your fasting. Allah is not looking for the Muslim to forget about food and drink. Only Allah is looking for the Muslims to have taqwa, which I will clarify to you now regarding the goal of the fasting in the month of Ramadan. So number one, you must be patient. Number two, sisters, you must appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan? During the month of Ramadan, when you spend hours and hours not eating or drinking, you will feel how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me a lot of blessings. I have food and I have drink. Okay, there are people whom they don't have food and drink. The poor people, actually, they are not eating, not because they are fasting most of the year. They are not eating because they don't have food and drink. Okay, so during the month of Ramadan, when you will spend 12 hours or 14 hours without food or drink, you will feel the feelings of the poor people. You will feel the feelings of those whom they sleep without food, whom they wake up in the morning and there is no food in the refrigerator. So when you feel this feeling, you will appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, they never appreciate the blessings except when they lose it. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to have this feeling, only to appreciate when I lose, you know, the blessings. No, I must appreciate the blessings while I'm still having it. How? By living the feelings of those whom they don't have the blessings. The month of Ramadan is the month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the rich people to feel the feeling of the poor people, to feel the feelings of those whom they don't have food or drink, so that you will have the third quality, which is the mercy and sympathy with every human being. Okay? Because while I am fasting, for example, from 5 o'clock in the morning until 8 p.m., okay, at a time I will say to myself, oh Allah, it is so difficult. I am so hungry and I am so thirsty. But at that moment, I will remember those whom they are homeless in the streets, or those whom they have some problems, you know, with the income, or the orphans whom they don't have someone to support them. And when I will remember those people, I will start to have sympathy and I will start to have mercy in my heart. So the rest of the year, I will be always looking for those whom they are needy, whom they are, they don't have, food or drink. I will start to acquire the feeling of mercy and sympathy. And then it will be part of my personality. It will be one of my characters. I will be a human being all the time sympathizing with the people around me, feeling the mercy towards everyone. Towards the poor, towards the ill, towards the sick, the needy, the orphan. Then you will ask me, how you can acquire this quality? I will answer you through fasting in the month of Ramadan. during the month of Ramadan when I spent hours and hours without food and I was reflecting on the wisdom of this fasting, I realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to have the mercy and sympathy as one of our characters. Also in the month of Ramadan, you will acquire the feeling of unity and identity, because actually all the Muslims all over the world, they are all fasting. Okay, I am not fasting alone, and I am not fasting only with the Muslims in America or Muslims in Egypt, my country back. No, I am fasting with every Muslim in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in Australia, in Salvador, in Mexico. Well, all over the world, I feel the unity. Okay, we all stop eating at one at the Fajr time, and we all break our fast at Maghrib time. Okay, this gives you the feeling of identity. I have an identity. I am a Muslim. When someone will ask me why you are fasting, I will say I am a Muslim. Someone sitting, I don't know her, she will say I am also fasting. Okay, because she's also a Muslim. So I will have an identity when I will follow the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will fast during the month of Ramadan. Okay, also during the month of Ramadan, you must be generous regarding spending the money and regarding giving the charity, because you will be rewarded to the fullest in the month of Ramadan. As I clarified to you, sister, the reward of the good deed is multiplied to 700 in the month of Ramadan. And because of that, it is the month which the Muslims are supposed to give the whole year charity. They must give it in the month of Ramadan, because the reward for that charity, when you spend, you give it to the poor in the month of Ramadan, it will be rewarded 700 times if you give it before or after the month of Ramadan, because Allah multiplied the good deeds in the month of Ramadan. Okay, so always I will be generous in the month of Ramadan. If I have a lot of clothes which I am using, not using it, I will try to give it as much as I can quickly during the month of Ramadan, so that Allah will reward me, you know, my reward will be multiplied during the month of Ramadan. This means that I will be doing as much as I can of the good deeds during the month of Ramadan, looking inshallah for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so now sisters, inshallah we will learn about the month of Ramadan from the Quran, and we will learn now the goal of fasting the month of Ramadan according to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so that when someone will ask you, especially most all of you are revered sisters, why you are stopping to eat and drink, you know, from, for example, 5 a.m. until 8 p.m. This is too much, actually. One of the friends of Yusri in the school, she was telling her, you can stop eating, but stop drinking water from 5 o'clock to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., for example, this will cause you to have dehydration. Okay, so actually Yusr answered her that Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, is the one giving us the life. Allah knows that fasting this amount of hours will not cause anyone to have the dehydration, because you are fasting for His sake, and He will not cause you to be harmed when you will obey Him. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our body, and Allah knows that we can stop drinking water more than 24 hours without any harm. Okay? But it is the desire to drink. Okay? But some people, they don't drink water for 24 hours and they don't die. Okay? So the question is, what is the wisdom behind stopping eating and drinking from Fajr until Maghrib the next day? This is what we will learn now from the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 182. Sisters, we will read from Surah number 2, we will read from verse 183, 84, 85, 86, and 87, because these are the verses of the Quran which are related to the month of Ramadan. These are the only verses of the whole Quran which is related to the month of Ramadan. Okay? So I will read it in Arabic. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون روميليا can you come until I will finish until you come أحل لكم ليلة الصيام الصيام الرفث إلى نسائكم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن علم الله أنكم كنتم تختانون أنفسكم فتاب عليكم وعفى عنكم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد تلك حدود الله فلا تقربوها كذلك يبين الله آياته للناس لعلهم يتقون.
O you who believe, observing the fast is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become al-mutaqun. The fast for a fixed number of days, but if any of you is ill or on a journey, the same numbers should be made up from other days. And as those for you who can fast with difficulty, they have to feed a miskin,
poor person,
or a poor person for every day missed. But whoever does good of his own accord, it is better for him, and that you fast is better for you, if only you know. The month of Ramadan, in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind, and clear proof for the guidance and the criterion between what's right and wrong. So whoever of you recites the month of Ramadan, he must observe fast that month, and whoever is ill or on a journey, the same number of days which one did not observe fast, you must make up from other days. Allah intends for you ease, and He does not want you to make things difficult for you. He wants that you must complete the same number of days, and that you must magnify Allah for having guided you, so that you may be grateful to Him. And when my slave asks you, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge, I respond to the invocation of the supplicants when he calls on me, without any mediators or intercessor. So let them obey me and believe in me, so that they may be led aright. Aright. It is made lawful for you to have sexual relationships with your wife on the night of the fast. They are libas, body cover or screen or sakan, that you enjoy the pleasure of living with them, for you and you are the same for them. Allah knows that you used to deceive yourself so that He turned to you, accepting your repentance, and forgave you. So now have sexual relationship with them and ask and seek that which Allah has ordained for you, and eat and drink until the white thread of light of dawn appears to you distinct from the black thread, darkness of the night. Then complete your fast till the nightfall, and do not have sexual relationship with them or your wife while you are in tikaf, or confining oneself in a mosque for prayers and invocations, leaving the worldly activities in the mosque. These are the limits set by Allah, so approach them not. Thus Allah make clear His ayats, or proofs, evidence, lessons, and signs to mankind that they may become al-mutaqin, or pious.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now, sisters, I want you to, number one, I will clarify to you what is the goal of fasting. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to fast. If you will read verse number 183, at the end Allah is saying, in English you can read with me, that you may become the pious. Okay, so this is the piety, is the goal of fasting in the month of Ramadan. And we learn this from verse number 183. Again, in 187, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to making to mankind that they may become the pious. Okay, so when someone will ask you why Allah is commanding the Muslims to fast in the month of Ramadan, the answer is that so that they will become from the pious. They will attain, piety. What is the meaning of attaining piety? Actually, the meaning of attaining piety, sisters, is that to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be all the time conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and alert about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to observe Allah in every saying and every act. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to fast in the month of Ramadan so that we will realize that there are people on the earth whom they don't have food and drink. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise to Him, is providing us with the food and drink. Okay, but He can also stop this provision for us. Okay, you always realize in the month of Ramadan that your provision is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided you and there are others not provided. Then Allah can command you to stop eating and drinking. Okay, when I will obey Allah and I will stop eating and drinking for His sake, okay, this means that I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I obey Him. Why? This is a very important secret regarding fasting, sisters. Regarding the five pillars of Islam, the Shahada, okay, Islam built on five pillars. Number one, to say, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Okay? According to this Shahada, you become a Muslim. Okay? So everyone knows that you are a Muslim. You cannot be a Muslim and hide your Islam. Number two, you pray. Okay? Prayer is an act which is can be observed by everyone. When I pray, everyone will know that I am praying. When I give charity, there is a possibility that the people will know I am giving charity. When I go to Hajj, everyone will know that I went to Mecca for Hajj. But fasting is the act between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that after 2 weeks, when the month of Ramadan will come inshallah, for example, I can come to the masjid and every one of you will tell me, Sister Mona, congratulations, alhamdulillah, you are fasting. I tell you, yes, of course. Yes, my sister, all praise to Allah, I am fasting. Then as soon as I go home, I eat. Okay? Then I come to the masjid at the Maghrib prayer and I pray and I break the fast, acting, deceiving everyone as if I am fasting, and that's it. Fasting is the act between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Nobody knows who is fasting in reality and who is just saying I am fasting because she is shy to say in front of everyone that she is not fasting. The only one who knows the fasting is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it an act for him, okay, because he is the only one who knows it. He knows the reality of the fasting and Allah knows the intention of the fasting. Because there are some sisters whom they have a lot of weight, so they want to fast the month of Ramadan. It is a good opportunity to lose a big amount, you know, a lot of weight. Okay, sometimes the intention is not the month of Ramadan. Yes, there are people whom they feel that, you know, all praise to Allah, month of Ramadan is very close, so I will stop eating most of the day. It is a very good opportunity to lose weight. So this is the intention. There are others whom they fast the month of Ramadan for the sake of her husband. Her husband wants her to fast, but it is difficult for her, so she will say, let me fast for the sake of my husband, he will be happy, then he will give me a big present at the end of month of Ramadan. Yes, intentions are so different. Okay, and because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the true believer in the month of Ramadan to have piety. What is the meaning of this? I only fear Allah, because Allah is the only one who knows about my fasting. So I am fasting for His sake, and He is the only witness about the reality of my fasting and my intention of the fasting. Okay? So during the month of Ramadan, okay, when you will start the fasting in the Fajr prayer, you will say in your heart, oh Allah, I have the intent, or during when you eat at night before Fajr, okay, this is the Sahur meal, while you are eating the Sahur meal, oh Allah, now I am eating because I have the intention to fast for your sake. You are the only one who know about my fasting, and I am fasting for your sake. Okay? This means that I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Not I fear the human being. I come and act in front of everyone that I am fasting because I fear them. And I don't fear Allah. I will go and eat at home. Okay? So fasting is the act which will teach you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Regarding the secret of the fasting is between you and Him. Number two, also regarding your manners and your words, especially during the month of Ramadan. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the intention of your manners during the month of Ramadan. Okay? There are some people actually whom they like the showing off. Okay, so when they fast, you know, they will try to show that they are very religious, and they are all the time sitting in the masjid, and they are very generous, and all of this. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to fear Him only, and to obey Him only, and to have the intention of doing the good deeds for His sake only. In the month of Ramadan, you must learn, this is one of the lessons of the month of Ramadan. I am not replying for anyone who can come and say for me any word for the sake of Allah. I am not watching the television or on something which is not halal for the sake of Allah. Who is with you while you watch the television if you are alone at home? Only Allah is with me. Okay, so if I say during the month of Ramadan, I will never watch something which Allah doesn't like. This means that I fear Allah and only Allah. Okay, if someone will come and tell me, you know, I will tell you some gossiping and this and that, I will tell her, no sister, for the sake of Allah. I don't want my ears to listen to anything, especially in the month of Ramadan, because I fear Allah. Because my fasting is not only to stop eating and drinking, my fasting is to stop listening to something which Allah doesn't like. Talking something Allah doesn't like. Watching something Allah doesn't like, because I fear Allah. In the month of Ramadan, sister, you will know the reality of your sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be all the time trying to avoid what Allah doesn't accept, even if you are alone all the time. But you believe that Allah is with you, Allah is recording, Allah is watching, and I am doing all of this only for His sake. Because again and again, sister, there are people whom they show off that they are very religious outside, and when you go to their home or to their house, you will realize that the issue is totally different. Those people didn't get the benefit of the month of Ramadan. They don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, those are the true losers. The one who doesn't get the blessings of Allah during the month of Ramadan, he is or she is the true loser. Okay? So taqwa or piety means to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through following His commands and avoiding His anger, looking for His rewards. So now, sisters, I will tell you more and more about the secrets of fasting from the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, said, when one of you is fasting and someone abuses him or fights him, he should tell, I am fasting. The meaning is that I am controlling my bad manners. I will not respond to you because I am fasting. I am not allowed to do any evil deed. I am not allowed to become angry or nervous. Okay? So again and again, sister, this is the manners of the Muslims in the month of Ramadan. When someone, and actually I want to know you to know something. During the month of Ramadan, because we stop eating and drinking, okay, you will feel that you are the threshold of pain for you will be very low. Most of the people are more nervous during the month of Ramadan than the rest of the days of the year. Why? Because no food and no drink. Okay, by 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock p.m. Okay, you will start to feel, and this is normal, that I am more nervous. I didn't drink anything. The weather is too hot, so you know I am trying to control myself. Okay, so if someone will come, for example, my husband come at 5 o'clock and tell me, you didn't start to prepare food up till now. I am so hungry, and I didn't smoke today because of fasting, so I am very nervous. Why you didn't start cooking, you know? And I'm supposed, we will breakfast at 8 o'clock. Suppose I want to start cooking at 6:30. But because during Ramadan, you will notice that you will be all the time hungry and looking for food. Okay? So always, my kids, they will come and tell me, start cooking early. Why? Because they want to feel that the time of breaking the fast is very close. So suppose my husband come and tell me, why you didn't cook this and that? I am supposed to say to him, I am fasting. This is the manners of the Muslims according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't say there is still a lot of time. Don't say this is my business. Don't say don't worry, I will prepare the food. No, in the month of Ramadan, you are commanded to say, I am fasting. What is the meaning of fasting? I am fasting. Do you want to say anything?
No.
I am fasting. This means that, you know, I am commanded not to argue in the month of Ramadan at all with anyone. Don't argue. This is a command of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is, sisters, so that you can keep your spirit in peace. Okay, this is one of the goals of the month of Ramadan. Because after breaking the fast, you are supposed to pray Maghrib and to pray Taraweeh, then to do dua to Allah. You need your spirit to be in peace. So if you fight during the day, you will not be able to pray with sincerity or to do dua with sincerity, because you already fight and you already you are very nervous and you are frustrated, and it's very difficult for me and all of this. So the goal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep your spirit in peace during the day of Ramadan is through the command that whenever someone will come and talk to you, just one word, I am fasting. That's it. Then you leave the place. Okay, if again your husband or your kids or someone come and try to talk with you or to argue with you or to fight with you, one word in the month of Ramadan. I am fasting. That's it. Okay, and you remember that I am doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and then you become busy with something else. Okay, so this is the manners during the month of Ramadan. Okay, and actually the proof for that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who doesn't leave evil only gets thirst and hunger out of the fasting. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, sister, is that fasting is not only related to the body desires. It is also your spirit must fast during the month of Ramadan. This is very important regarding fasting in the month of Ramadan. It is not only the fasting of the body, it is more important the fasting of the spirit so that you can become one of the pious. This is the goal of the month of Ramadan, to have piety. I will not have piety when I stop drinking and eating. I will have the piety when my spirit will fast from any bad word, any bad deed, any bad act, any bad movement. I am totally away from whatever Allah forbid during the month of Ramadan. All praise to Allah. My spirit will be in complete peace during the month of Ramadan. Gradually, I will be one of the pious whom they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time, sisters, you must realize that you cannot obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you cannot Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't have spiritual peace. You can't pray if you don't have, you can't pray with sincerity. It is not only the act of prayer, it is the reality of prayer, it is the sincerity of prayer. Okay, it is the living of the prayer. I live my prayer, I live my dua, I live my fasting. How I can live all of this? When my spirit will be in peace, total peace. Without peace, I will not live any of this. I will not have the blessings of all of this. I will not have the sincerity. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who does not leave evil, he will only get thirst and hunger. This means that he will not be rewarded. Okay, so this must be clear to every Muslim before the month of Ramadan. Those whom they keep on gossiping, backbiting, using bad language, or watching television, whatever in the television Allah knows, or listening to the music they all the time in Ramadan, or talking what Allah doesn't like, they will not be rewarded because of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they only get thirst and the hunger out of their fasting. So in Islam, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, number one, you need to free your spirit from, number one, the continuous pressure of body desires. What is the meaning of this, sisters? Forget about the food and the drink completely. Okay, before the month of Ramadan, sister, you must have, a meeting with your spirit. You must have time with yourself. You must have a conversation with yourself. You must clarify to yourself that, oh Allah, I am so thankful that you make me to reach the month of Ramadan, the month of the blessings, forgiveness, and acceptance of the dua and the good deeds. So, oh Allah, now you are talking with yourself. I want to have a plan during the month of Ramadan. My spirit, a week before Ramadan or 10 days, I will forget completely about the food and drink. When I will look to the food or the drink, inshallah, they will not have any stimulation for my hunger or thirst at all. I must prepare myself psychologically, sisters, in this way, so that when Ramadan will start after a week, I will be, alhamdulillah, in this mental situation. When I look to the food, I don't care for the food. So that inshallah, that the long day of Ramadan will not be difficult for you. Because alhamdulillah, you already train your spirit to forget about the food and drink in the month of Ramadan. as if I am, when I look to the food, as if I am looking to the book, or I am looking to a pencil, or I am looking to the desk. They don't affect me at all. This is number one. Number two, you must free your spirit from any evil deed or saying. Okay? So, now your spirit is actually freed from the pressure of the food and drink. Your spirit is in a free situation from the bad deeds and bad manners, so you will have the spirit which is full of peace and sincerity. This is the spirit which you will get the benefit of recitation of the Quran during the month of Ramadan. The spirit will get the benefit of the prayer during the month of Ramadan. The spirit which you can do sincere dua to Allah during the month of Ramadan. The spirit which you can give the full charity and sadaqah during the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, because it is the spirit which is full of sincerity and peace. Now, inshallah, I will clarify to you more about how to attain this spiritual status. Okay? First, sisters, you must believe that fasting is an act of sincerity. Okay, this is very important. Among all the acts of devotion, it is fasting that is least visible outwardly, as I clarified to you. Unless a person makes a show and announces that he or she is fasting, nobody will know. So again and again, sisters, try not to say, I am fasting to anyone. Because this is an act for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people whom you meet them in the month of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum, sister Rumilia. Are you fasting? I'm fasting. What about you? No, this is not accepted. This is not Islam. Fasting is an act for the sake of Allah. Nobody is supposed to know about it. I am not supposed to go and to announce. I will go to the office. Assalamu alaikum, brother Mahmoud. How are you? Month of Ramadan. I am fasting. Alhamdulillah. What is this? What is this? For the sake of what? When you do the deeds for the sake of Allah, this is something between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when someone will come and ask you, are you fasting? I will tell her, sister, why you are asking? This is something between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is none of the business of anyone to go and check about the people. Who is fasting, who is not fasting, why you are not fasting. This is none of the business of anyone. Okay, this is my own business. This is the act of sincerity between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is number one. Number two, sisters, in order to have fasting as an act of sincerity, you must close all the shaitan entrance to your spirits. Close it. You must close it and you must learn how to close it. So that inshallah you will have the sincerity and the peace during the month of Ramadan. Number one, see not what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? A sincere Muslim who is fasting, that is to say, leaving evil, will restrain from viewing anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. That is to say, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the glance is one of the poisoned arrows of shaitan. On him be Allah's curse. Whoever forsakes it for fear of God will receive from him a face, the sweetness of which he will find within his heart. What is the meaning of this hadith, sister? The meaning of this, especially in the month of Ramadan, this must be actually the manners of the true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let us speak about the month of Ramadan, because alhamdulillah, the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are so little nowadays. The true. Okay, so now, in the month of Ramadan, I am supposed to close all the gates of the shaitan. A sister will come and tell me, nowadays, you know, sister Mona, alhamdulillah, we are fasting, everything is alright, but there is an excellent movie called Salt in the cinema, let us go and enjoy it in the morning while we are fasting. This is forbidden in the month of Ramadan. Okay, whatever Allah doesn't like, you are not supposed to watch in the month of Ramadan, because as I clarified to you, you must have your spirit in sincerity and you must have your spirit in peace and away from the evil. Okay, cinema and whatever in the television and whatever Allah knows, okay, all of this is forbidden in the month of Ramadan. Again and again, sister, there is a reality which a true believer must realize. The month of Ramadan is 1 month in the year. The month of Ramadan, nobody knows we will reach it next year or not, and nobody knows that we will reach it this year or not. Still, there are around 2 weeks. Maybe I will die before the month of Ramadan will come. So I must have the intention from today or from now that, oh Allah, I will never do anything which you don't like in this blessed month. Why? Because I realize how it is a great month which nobody knows we will reach it or not. So, if you have only 1 month in the year, in this month the good deeds will be multiplied, and the heaven is open, and the hell is closed, and the devils are chained, and the supplications are answered, and the sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sins. Why? Why I am supposed to deviate my spirit from all this peace and all these blessings and all this spiritual happiness, okay, and then deviate my spirit away from this? I want to go to the cinema, I want to watch the television. Let us have when the people break the fast together in the month of Ramadan, okay, I will discuss this about speak not what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, people break the fast, then they start to talk worldly issues. Okay, today did you see what happened in the world? This and that and this and that. This is not accepted in the month of Ramadan, sisters. Try to realize the depths of the fasting. The depths of the fasting is that Allah wants us to be trained. That my tongue will never say any bad word for a month. My ears will never listen to any word which Allah doesn't like for a complete month, inshallah. My eyes will not. This is how you train yourself to become a true believer, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will be trained during the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan, when a sister will come and tell me, Sister Mona, I will tell you so and so, I will tell her, sister, for the sake of Allah, I am just out of the month of Ramadan. I want to keep my good deeds. Inshallah, Allah forgive my sins. I don't want to have sins anymore. I am trying. I am struggling with myself. Sister, please, if you want to tell me something related to me, jazakallah khair. Related to others, no. I want to keep the same manners which I have during the month of Ramadan. This is the goal of the month of Ramadan, sisters. Allah is reminding us every year, giving us 1 month. During that month, we must be totally obedient to Him for the sake of ourselves, for the sake of your spirit, for the sake of becoming close to Him, for the sake, sisters, to learn how to forget about the nonsense which is going on around all the time. Why, when the people break the fast, sometimes they have problems in the masjid. They start to check about the food and about who is talking and this and that. This is not the goal of the month of Ramadan. The goal of the month of Ramadan is to free your spirits from all the pressures and to try to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best shape. And if you are aware of that goal, when you notice that some people are talking, you move away. When you notice that someone will start to say some jokes or whatever, you move away. Why? Because I have a goal, and my goal is clear for me. I want to close all the gates of the shaitan. I want to have a spirit which is 100% full of peace and sincerity. This is the spirit which you will be able, inshallah, to do the supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Taraweeh prayer or during the night prayer in the month of Ramadan. There are many people whom they are always looking for the month of Ramadan, because it is, inshallah, the month which Allah answers the supplication. Okay, because you are fasting and you are praying at night, and alhamdulillah, you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are fulfilling most of the conditions for the dua to be accepted. If I have a mind and I can reflect, I will lose all these opportunities for the sake of watching a movie or having an argument with one sister whom she's full of nonsense or whatever, or listening to some gossiping about some people. No, sisters, this is the issue. The month of Ramadan is not the month to stop eating and drinking. The month of Ramadan is the month when you will feel your spirit close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you will feel your spirit close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because your spirit is full of sincerity and peace, you will love the Quran in the month of Ramadan. So that after the month of Ramadan, you will be still having the Quran as a routine in your life. Someone will ask you, how you have the Quran daily in your life? You will tell her, sister, because during the month of Ramadan, all praise to Allah, I was having very peaceful spirit and I was having a lot of sincerity. I start to feel the mercy of the Quran because I was totally away from whatever doesn't like. I was so accurate with my obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the gift of loving the Quran and becoming actually so close to the Quran. Also my supplication during the month of Ramadan, when I was again and again, sisters, my spirit was fasting during the month of Ramadan, all praise to Allah. When I do the dua while I am in sujood, I feel that Allah is listening to me. I feel that Allah is responding to me. This I feel it during the month of Ramadan. All praise to Allah. I was trying by all the means to be one of the pious. And because of that feeling, after the month of Ramadan, I will never again talk nonsense, argue with anyone, listen to gossiping, backbiting or whatever. Because I feel the sweetness of the month of Ramadan. I feel the sweetness of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I cannot live without my sincere dua to Allah, which I learned during the month of Ramadan. I cannot live without my link with the Quran, which I learned it, how it is sweet during the month of Ramadan. Okay? So again and again, sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting is a shield. So when you are fasting, you should not use foolish talk. You know, again and again, I want to clarify to you, sister, something drastically. You will not be able to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to love the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to feel that prayer is something very easy for me. Living with the Quran, alhamdulillah, is something which my spirit enjoy. Doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the minutes which, alhamdulillah, I feel it from the depths of my heart. You will not be able, sister, to have these feelings in the depths of your heart except when you have the sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you, in reality, have the intention that, O Allah, I am obeying you for your sake. O Allah, you are the highest priority in my life. And for your sake, I will have this month only for you, O Allah. I will close all the worldly gates for my spirit during that month until I feel that now I am one of the pious. And I will have the energy from the month of Ramadan to live the rest of the year as I was living during the month of Ramadan. This is the goal of the month of Ramadan, sisters. It is not to stop food, it is not to stop drink, it is not to come to the masjid to pray without sincerity, it is not to stay with a lot of people to eat, and we are talking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what people are talking, or to fight, or to come to give charity in front of everyone, fundraising in the month of Ramadan. This is not the month of Ramadan. This is not what Allah is looking for. Allah is looking for your sincere relation with Him only. And to be sincere with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must forget completely about the people, about the fundraising, about showing off, any kind of showing off. Otherwise, you will be only deceiving yourself and not deceiving others. Allah will not accept from you any of your deeds in the month of Ramadan if you don't have sincerity. So, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Prophet Muhammad said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, how many of those who fast get nothing from it but hunger and thirst? You see, they don't get any reward because, you know, they actually, they keep on doing the sins and their spirits was not fasting. Also, in the month of Ramadan, I must remind you that you must have, as you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important feeling in the month of Ramadan. Actually, the month of Ramadan is the month of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, next week I will clarify to you about Laylatul Qadr and many other facts. Very important to know it before starting the month of Ramadan. So long we believe that in the month of Ramadan there is a night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all the dua. So as a Muslim, looking for the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the worldly life, in the hereafter, I will be having all the hope during the month of Ramadan. This is very important. And because of your hope in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, fasting will be easy for you. So if I know Allah and I believe that inshallah during the month of Ramadan Allah will accept my dua, so I will be looking forward for the month of Ramadan. Again and again, sisters, every one of us is in great need of Allah to answer her or our supplication. We are all in this test of the worldly life. Everyone is having hardships, trials and difficult times. Believing that in the month of Ramadan, Allah, inshallah, is answering the supplication after fasting and during dua in the prayer at night, okay? And also believing that the Laylatul Qadr is, inshallah, Allah is accepting the dua and forgiving the sins. So I will be having all the hope. I will be very happy. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is very close. Alhamdulillah, I am full of hope that inshallah I will do dua and Allah will cure me and Allah will guide me and guide my family and guide the Muslims. Everything will be alright. Hardship will finish. The time will be good. Eid will be around. Inshallah, Muslims will be better. I am full of hope for the month of Ramadan. I am looking forward for the month of Ramadan. I want to have the full sincerity in the month of Ramadan because it is the greatest opportunity for me to have a solution for all my hardships and trials. So, sister, this is how we are supposed, you know, to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan with hope and with fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also to have the whole, my all concentration, and the most important for me is my spirit in the month of Ramadan. And from now, I can clarify to the people around me that during the month of Ramadan, I will never reply to any fight, to any argue. I will not say anything. And actually, it is more better if you stop watching the television during the month of Ramadan, except if you want to watch the prayers in Al-Kaaba. That's it. Or whatever religious, if you want to attend any religious program. But other than this, actually, it is more better to forget about watching the television in the month of Ramadan and recite the Quran. It is the month of Quran. Ramadan is the month of the Quran. Okay, so during Ramadan, you must have, you know, a program, okay, a daily schedule, okay, so that inshallah, before Ramadan, you put the schedule. After Ramadan, inshallah, you realize that I did all the dua. I did a lot of good deeds. I was so close to Allah. I enjoyed the Quran. I enjoyed the fasting. Alhamdulillah, I succeeded in the month of Ramadan. And I got the benefit, the whole benefit of that blessing. I am so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the loser is the one who, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, who didn't get the benefit of the month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, every action of the son of Adam is given manifold reward. Each good deed receiving 10 times, it's like up to 700 times, except for fasting. Allah the Most High said, except for fasting, for it is for me and I will give recompense for it. He see the fasting person leaves of his desires and his food for me. For the fasting person there are two times of joy, a time when he breaks his fast and a time of joy when he meets his Lord. And the smell coming from the mouth of the fasting person is better with Allah than the smell of misk. Also Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed there is a gate of paradise called Ar-Rayyan. On the day of resurrection, those who fast will enter through it. No one enters it except for them. And when they have entered, it is closed so that whoever enters it drinks, and whoever drinks never become thirsty. So again and again, sisters, all praise to Allah. Tell to yourself, I want to be one from those whom they will enter paradise from the gate of Ar-Rayyan. Alhamdulillah. This is the gate for those whom they fast. Alhamdulillah. But those whom they fast, the fasting which Allah wants us to fast, the fasting of the pious people. Okay? So prepare yourself from now. All praise to Allah. And actually in the month of Ramadan, inshallah, next week I will clarify to you how inshallah you can be from those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all their previous sins. All praise to Allah. So that after Ramadan, I will be starting a new page with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will try all the means to keep it a clean one. So when I have all these opportunities during the month of Ramadan, I must start preparing myself from now. And actually, for example, in this week, you can, for example, fast Monday and Thursday to start to prepare yourself to feel the feeling of fasting, so that you will not start fasting the long day once on the first day of Ramadan. It will be difficult, okay? Because the first day and the second day, if you don't fast before, if you don't prepare yourself, okay, it will be a little bit difficult, because this year's Ramadan have a long day. But inshallah, Allah will make it easy for us. So Prophet Muhammad also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are in the month of Ramadan, in every day and every night, those to whom Allah grants freedom from the fire. Okay, and there is for every Muslim a supplication which he can make and will be granted. Will be granted. Okay, so again and again, sisters, okay, I have the hope that I will be from those whom Allah will grant me freedom from the hellfire, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, very easy. 1 month during which if I am sincere with Allah, I will be granted freedom from the hellfire. All praise to Allah. Okay, me and my kids and my husband and inshallah all the Muslims. So let us evaluate the month of Ramadan as the most important month, the blessed month, and let us inshallah learn about it and about our rule in the month of Ramadan, so that inshallah we will have all the blessings. Let us now make the dua, and inshallah we will continue next week. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. They don't have it. You have it in the car. Okay, now you want it in English or in Arabic? Prefer in English?
English.
English, okay. Just a minute, can you bring it to me? If you have any question?
Why is she bringing it?
The answer, the English dua.
Oh, you can.
You can make it Arabic?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let us make it in Arabic. Okay, Bismillah Rahman. الله الرحمن الرحيم الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك رحمة من عندك تهدي بها قلوبنا وتجمع بها شملنا وتلم بها شعثنا وترد بها الفتن عنا وتحفظ بها غائبنا وترفع بها شاهدنا وتزكي بها أعمالنا وتحفظنا بها اللهم من كل سوء. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا رحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعد من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تجعل لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها لنا برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا والدينا والمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.